Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me over the phone right now, super excited to be chatting with Andy Gold, comedian. Now, Andy, first things first, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty great. I got a question for you. I thought it was Carbon County, that helper in Price. And is it Castle County?
Oh, you know what? It's a little bit of both. It is Carbon County, but we go by Castle Country just because when you look around, all the mountains kind of look like castles. So it's kind of Castle Country is like an informal nickname, I guess we could say.
Oh, that should be the official name. That's a lot more flattering than Carbon.
You know what? I agree. I think that we should start a petition.
Absolutely.
See if we can go anywhere with that.
The show. I'll hijack it from Comedy Show to starting a petition to officially change the name from Carbon County to Castle Country.
I love it. I love it. Well, Andy, you are going to be here doing a show at the Rio Theater, which the Rio Theater is incredible. And anytime anybody puts a show on there, it's always a great hit just because the location is so great. And you're going to be here with your friend Alex. You guys are going to be doing a stand-up show together. It's going to be incredible.
It is, and you're absolutely right about the Rio Theater. I love Helper in general. Doing comedy down there tends to be an audience that's super enthusiastic and really appreciates the show, the live comedy show. And I think the Rio Theater is kind of perfect for comedy because it's a 200-seater. It's not huge. The ceilings are right. It's kind of a comedy heaven. And I was there about a year ago doing a show before it was renovated, so I'm pretty pumped up to see the new and improved version.
Oh, for sure.
Alex Velluto. Oh, go ahead.
You know, yeah, tell me a little bit about Alex, because you're not going to be doing this solo. He's going to be with you.
Alex is coming with me. He is so, so funny. Alex is great. He has a couple of dry bar specials. He has two. They've accumulated millions and millions of views. Alex is about as pro as they come lately, and he is he's one of my very, very favorite comics, not just to come out of Utah, but pretty much in the whole country. Super, super smart, clever stuff. And yeah, he's become just a great comic. He's a killer. So
Andy, tell me a little bit about your last year, because everything was shut down, everything was canceled, and we're just barely getting to a point where we're like, okay, let's start scheduling things. Let's get out. Let's do things. Have you noticed a difference in the way that the audience kind of interacts? Because now, you know what, we've all kind of been shell-shocked for a little bit and haven't done anything.
Totally, totally. I mean, first of all, so the last year was obviously brutal for comedians and anybody who worked in live entertainment. It was just, you know, a totally unexpected kind of knockout blow.
Right.
It just came out of nowhere. Brought everything to a screeching halt. And yeah, there was a lot of nervousness and apprehension about when it's going to come back. There was, you know, people were really, really scared. Now people are getting vaccinated, and not to make it all about the virus or anything like that, but I do feel like people are eager to come back out and have fun. People feel safe. I feel safe. And the energy is starting to feel like it was before the pandemic, and maybe even a little bit more so, because I think people are ready.
Yeah, we're ready to laugh. We're ready to have a good time. We are ready to just get out and enjoy a night. And I think that this is a great opportunity. Like you mentioned earlier, the Rio Theater is incredible. And I think that any show that gets put on there, with it having limited seating, it just kind of brings a little bit more of an intimacy to any show that you go to. And you kind of feel like everyone is in this together. Different than a larger venue.
No, no, totally. The right word is intimate. You're
right
in there, and you're all sharing the same energy. And that's what makes a great comedy show, I think, is it's almost like a big group hanging out, and the comedian is the funny guy on stage hosting the party.
Oh, for sure.
And that's what I feel like a great comedy show feels like, which is a little bit different than, say, you know, music. And I love music, but music, you can be a little bit more removed from it. Whereas comedy, I think you have to be right there in it. You can't just be kind of listening to it on the side. And yeah, the Rio is just a sweet, sweet comedy venue.
It for sure is. Well, Alex, the tickets are available right now. You can purchase them online. It's super easy. You just head on over to eventbrite.com. And you had mentioned earlier the easiest way to find it is to search your name, Andy Gold. And you're going to find the tickets. And they're super affordable. It's only $15 per person.
Only $15 per person. And I understand we're giving away 10 on the radio, too.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, we are. We've got tickets that we'll be giving away right here on 95.3 The Peak. So that's always exciting. Anytime we've got any sort of giveaway, it's a huge deal. And I think that you're going to have a really great turnout. It's going to be a really good night. You and Alex are going to be here on the 1st. It kicks off at 8 p.m. And Andy, tickets are also on sale at the door.
At the door, I would suggest try to get them beforehand because I think, like we were talking about, I really sense people are just eager to get out and have a good time. So I think tickets are going to go pretty fast for this one. So I would suggest not waiting the day of, but they will be available at the door if there's any left.
You know, Andy, I've kind of seen a theme of that. For anything that I've decided that I want to go out and do in the last couple of months, if I don't plan ahead, I'm not doing it because, like you said, people are eager. They're wanting to get out. So you can't always bet on being able to pick up a ticket at the door. It's just welcome to the day and age of things are being sold out way quicker than you expect. So definitely log online and get those tickets now, eventbrite.com. Well, Andy, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about your routine. How did you get started into comedy?
Well, so I got started into comedy, actually, I got started into comedy right after I got out of rehab. I had a really troubled past with substance abuse. Years and years I spent, I was a heroin addict. Now I'm a recovering heroin addict. Mm-hmm. And didn't have a lot going for me, and I wanted something fun to do that was interesting and exciting that wasn't going to kill myself, that wasn't drugs.
Right.
And I was always the funny guy, and I started doing comedy, and I started talking a lot about being in recovery, and I fell into a little bit of a niche doing shows for people in recovery at rehabs and people in early recovery, and I got 11 years clean now, but that's really how I got into comedy, and I also do shows for the general population and regular folks, too. But, you know, my comedy tends to be about my own life. I talk about my past a lot. Funny jokes about, I guess, subjects that aren't necessarily funny is how I would describe
it.
Alex is a little bit lighter, a little bit more clever, I would say. That's his style. But my start out in comedy was a little bit different than most comedians. I was in a real hole in my life when I first started comedy, and it's given me a way to go out and make people laugh and create a life for myself, and it's just become my favorite thing in the whole world.
That's incredible.
And my routine is a lot funnier than the pitch for my routine.
No, I think it's great. And, you know, first off, congratulations on 11 years sober. That is a really great accomplishment.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It makes me so happy when I see situations like this and stories like this, because you're taking a subject that is so taboo to talk about in normal everyday conversation. And not only are you normalizing it, but you're normalizing it in a way that people both in recovery and outside of recovery are going to be able to relate, and not only relate, but learn something from that. And especially those in recovery, if they can find a way to not necessarily laugh about the situation, but make it so that it's not such a hard thing to talk about and say, you know what? Yeah, that was a time in my life that I never want to go back to, but I'm glad that I can kind of chuckle about some of the situations now, and it helps me move forward.
Absolutely. No, there's a great disarming effect with laughter. You can really strip something of its power if you're able to laugh at it, I think. You know, an addiction is a really, really powerful thing, but being able to actually laugh about it and make a joke about it, especially when you're in recovery, I think does kind of strip its power a little bit. And the other thing is it's actually fun. And, you know, people in recovery, it's a lot of work. They're going to meetings all of the time. They're seeing therapists all the time. It's just nothing but kind of work. And people in recovery like to come out and have a good time, you know, too. It's just pure fun. That's the other thing the show offers to people in recovery, I think. But, again, this is a show for the general population, for sure. But people in recovery do like to come out and have a good time, and I think the material resonates with them. And that's a really special thing for me, for sure.
Well, Andy, I for sure cannot wait for the show. I think it's going to be incredible. It's going to be taking place Saturday, May 1st, 8 p.m., Rio Theater on Helper's Main Street. Tickets are on sale right now. Just head on over to eventbrite.com, search Andy Gold in the search bar, and it's just going to pop right up. They're only $15 per person. And like we mentioned, they will be on sale at the door if there are any available. And that, I think that that's the key, Andy. You don't want to hold out and wait until the last minute and just expect to be able to pick one up at the door. And now we can't forget Alex Velluto will be there with you as well, and it's going to be kind of like a little tag team situation and two incredible comedians taking the stage at once.
Co-headlining. It's going to be an amazing night. We're super pumped.
Well, make sure that you're listening to 95.3 The Peak, because I will be giving some tickets away for this event. Again, that is May 1st at 8 p.m. Well, Andy, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate you taking the time and kind of giving us a sneak peek as to what we can look forward to on the 1st.
Hey, thank you so much, Mallory. I really appreciate it. I'm excited.
Of course. Is there anything else you wanted to mention at all?
No, that is it. We are all squared away. Get those tickets as soon as you can, because this will sell out. Alex Velluto, absolutely hilarious. It's going to be an amazing night.
It sure is. Well, you can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. You can hear all the details. And of course, don't forget, I will be giving tickets away right here on 95.3 The Peak.